All kinds of things change at the end of the years, or we mark the end of the year. We mark all kinds of occasions. And here's a big one. Imagine the 40th anniversary of Bohemian Magazine. And that's amazing to me. The news editor is here, Tom Gogola. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you? Nice to see you.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun putting this issue together. As you know, the Bohemian sprang from the DNA of three previous papers in Sonoma County. So the history of the paper was that there was a paper called The Stump way back when.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of Guerneville.
Yeah.
And Stumptown. And from there, it became The Paper. And then from there, it became the Sonoma County Independent. And then our company, Metro Rosa, purchased the paper. And it's been history since, about 20 years ago. And so it was a lot of fun to put this together.
I'll bet.
We spent couple of months having our interns and some other folks come around and just go through these massive archives to find interesting tidbits to share with readers, to remind readers of past stories, to remind readers.
Even letters to the editor.
And letters to the editor.
Know, from all of these different time periods.
Yeah,
we
tried to go whole hog. And, you know, with these kinds of issues, what's funny is we are a community newspaper ultimately, and I'm very proud of that. And it's a real privilege and a challenge to be able to do this work, given some of the issues in the newspaper industry these days.
Indeed.
But we had a heck of a lot of fun putting this together, maybe a little too much fun. And so what we've been finding out from reader response is you basically have two sets of responses from longtime readers of The Bohemian and fans of The Bohemian or detractors of The Bohemian. And one of them is what we're sort of referring to as the sort of yes but versus yes and I'll explain that. So yes but means, you know, boy, I saw your 40th anniversary issue, but you really didn't put that story in there and you didn't put that one in there.
Yeah.
But the yes and one, which we're also hearing, which is very gratifying, is, boy, that was really cool, but it was also, there was this great story back here that maybe you guys know about and you could do it for your 50th anniversary. So we're making a list and checking it twice, and we're going to have a 50th anniversary where we put all that stuff in there, too.
Let me ask you a question, Tom.
Sure.
Is counterculture still a thing?
Well, that's, yes, very much so. And, you know, one of the interests, I've been in this business in the alt-weekly world off and on since 1989, and it was a different world then. I think a lot of the sort of attitudinal stuff about the quote-unquote counterculture is actually online now. So you don't have the sort of the range of print publications, as you once had because of the demise of the alt-weekly, but a lot of that action is now online because anybody can go up there and put up a scabrous, you know, wild-eyed, you know, website about anything that they want. And so the counterculture is alive and well. And one of the great, you know, sort of things about being in this particular part of the universe is we get to kind of go out there and find the freaks and weirdos and the people who don't have the light shown on them per se. And, you know, but it doesn't matter if you're countercultural or just a straight news guy. And I kind of have both of those sort of characteristics in my professional and personal life is, you know, you're out there to tell stories and to, as we say in the media industry, afflict the comforted and comfort the afflicted. And that's a challenge. And it's one that I take very seriously, and it's one that we all take very seriously at the Bohemian. So,
One of the reasons I ask you about the counterculture thing is because, you know, in some cases, the stuff that you were talking about writing about in 1989 and before is, you know, a matter of course now.
Correct.
For example, you know, I mean, hey, everybody's smoking weed.
That's correct.
And we can almost smoke it anywhere. That's coming.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's why I ask you about the changes since the Bohemian came to be.
I will tell you one of the striking things, and this is not per se a countercultural issue, but it does hit on the same theme that you're talking about, is the issue of sort of not just gay rights, but sort of the gays and lesbians in our culture and how they are received by our culture. And what I found to be really extraordinary was in 89, the Sonoma County supervisors voted down a proposal to just basically put a piece of paper out there that said, we celebrate Gay and Lesbian Pride Week.
A little proclamation.
The Pride,
something.
Right.
Okay.
So they wouldn't even put out a proclamation in 1989.
Wow.
Which really is actually done as a matter of course now.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, you know, Pride is a big deal. And, you know, what what people talk about in sort of in retrospect is that, you know, right around 92, around kind of the whole gaze in the military, sort of upsurge in interest in that, what was kind of referred to generally as the gay moment, actually shifted the culture and shifted the culture's sort of view of gay people in the culture. And part of that, of course, was fed by the sort of real homophobia around HIV/AIDS, and which also was an issue in this county back then when we had
a huge issue.
And I really got a good education. And if you're a journalist and reporter, you're always trying to learn stuff about Ernie Carpenter and his role in this county back then is really kind of a stalwart for something that's now kind of taken for granted.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
it was pretty cool.
And so, okay, so we talked about obviously the AIDS situation here, and that's changed. You know, about not 180, but it's changed a lot. You know, the pot culture changed a lot since. What other kinds of major changes have you seen over the course of the Bohemian's life?
Wow. Well,
I know that covers a lot of territory, Tom.
Over the Bohemian's life, I don't know. I think the broadest possible scope out to your question is really the advent of the digital domain, and how does media sort of stay alive, stay afloat, as we call it, feed the digital beast, but while also maintaining a real sort of street level engagement with our readers, our advertisers, our partners, our media partners, our community. And that part of it's kind of a challenge for all media these days. And one of the things that we have in the paper this week is an interview with John Boland, who is the head of KQED and also was the owner of the Independent for some years back in the 90s. And, you know, one of the things that he mentioned was that, yes, it's true that reporters, journalists, everyone is sort of increasingly under the gun to produce content in this world of a shrinking media industry.
Yeah.
But that if you don't get on the digital stick, you're doomed.
Oh, and, there's no question.
And so that's our focus and emphasis in the new year, to try to keep after that, but also to make sure that we to do our part for our readers. But to your question about the counterculture, I think that our paper and papers like ours do provide a sort of window into culture that, yes, you do read in the daily newspapers. And I'll throw props out to the Press Democrat. You know, they cover culture pretty good over there for, you know, a kind of a straight daily newspaper. They have their different pubs that they can do that stuff in. But the role of the Alt Weekly, as I said earlier, is to find those people who are out there who you never heard of, or to, you know, that's really, that is what it is. And I remember years and years ago, I was working in Connecticut at an alternative weekly there, and I worked with this guy, and we had this regular feature in the paper where we would go, he would go, and just go on YouTube. And I said, you know, go find the kid out there in the middle of nowhere who's putting this nutty music up on YouTube, and let's start writing stories about that. And so that is, you know, that is what we do. That's the soul of the Alt Weekly world, is to, and I just want to circle back to the gay thing for a second, because I really had a sort of secondary thought about that with regard to the counterculture and how people are perceived who are different, who are quote unquote the other, is that we're kind of in that same moment now with transgender people in this country. And so I see an opportunity for the alternative weeklies to have a real role in sort of making sure that people don't get too nutty about what other people's choices are for how they choose to ascribe their lifestyle or their gender identification. And that we had a long way to go on that. And you think about 1989 and
you look
back. Oh,
it's always going to be like that. There's always going to be a place like the Bohemian that is necessary because of the exact reason that you're talking
Absolutely.
About. Yeah.
But
it's always seemed like a West County paper to me.
Well,
does
that
it always seem like a West County paper to you?
Well, that's what John Boland said, too.
Yeah.
The heart and soul of this paper was in the West County. You know, he described, Sebastopol as, you know, Berkeley North. And so that was kind of a revelation to me, because when the paper was purchased, around the time it was purchased, there was this sort of growth into the rest of the county and into Napa and into Marin. And that's always the issue, is to make sure that you are not abandoning the communities and the people who kind of brought you here in the first place.
Yes.
So we do still have that emphasis, and we hope to continue with that in the new year.
Well, it's a remarkable issue, and
I'm
thrilled that the Bohemian is still alive and very well
so
on
am
its
I.
40th anniversary. I know you are too, Tom. And hopefully, you know, I like the edition that you can hold in your hand, too.
Me, too. Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for being here. It's our first conversation together on the air in the studio. Let's not make it our last.
Oh,
okay?
Please, I'm always open to come on the air. I'm on with Steve every once in a while.
Yes.
And I appreciate that your choice of sweaters and stuff is a little bit less eye horror than some of the stuff that Steve cooks
up.
Yeah,
I know. He's a horrible dress. That's why he's on the radio.
But we love him.
That is Tom Gogola from Bohemian celebrating its 40th anniversary, and that 40th anniversary issue is out right now.